This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. This week, the General Assembly approved a bill that would make graffiti on properties a felony offense. Chris McGee is the Transportation Field Services Manager for the City of Raleigh, and he oversees Raleigh's graffiti removal efforts. He joins me now. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Phoebe.
So just how big of a problem is graffiti in Raleigh?
Well, it's pretty substantial. I mean, we're a university town, so that leads to a certain kind of graffiti, and then there's also gang-related graffiti, and then there's just people who are kids who just like to go out and tag.
A university town, so you have people tagging their allegiances to schools and such?
You do.
How many workers do you have assigned to take care of all of this graffiti?
We have 4 employees that are staffed to the graffiti. 2 of them are staffed to graffiti full-time, and the other 2 work on graffiti about 8 months out of the year.
So what does that mean, that every morning they go out and their job is, they're tasked with covering this stuff up?
That's correct. Except they don't cover it up. We typically remove it. We try not to cover anything up unless we just absolutely have to.
What is the hardest surface to remove this stuff from? The thing that when you hear that it's been put on this, you say, oh no, this is going to be tough work.
The toughest thing to remove is paint that is painted on with a paintbrush onto concrete.
Huh.
Versus spray paint. So we don't see a lot of paintbrush on concrete, but when you do, those are the things that are most difficult to remove.
How much money does the city of Raleigh spend on graffiti removal each year, would you estimate?
It varies, but it can actually be up to about $400,000 a year.
$400,000?
Mm-hmm.
You know, legislation has been passed this week, which will now make, the third-time offender, this will be a felony offense. Do you think that that's the appropriate type of punishment, given your on-the-ground reaction and you get to see this stuff all the time and see what a troublesome nuisance it is?
Well, I don't know that I'm really qualified to comment on that, but I'll say this. When you look at us as a public agency spending tax dollars, and we're spending up to $400,000 per year, I'm not sure if that dollar figure plays into it or as far as the resources that go towards it, but I'm sure there's bigger things, just the fact that it's gang-related in some cases. I'm not sure what all's taken into consideration, and I don't know that I'm really qualified to even give an opinion about, you know, should it be a felony, but I do think something is needed that's probably a little bit stiffer than what we have now. Now, the flip side of that is, you know, if you've got a high school kid that's out tagging his school colors, you know, and they want, do you really want to charge a high school student with a felony the third time he sprayed paint on the back of a sign or whatever because he's the class of 2020? You know, I don't know that I'm really qualified to answer that.
Is there anything that you've ever come across when you've seen one of these pictures or someone, one of the workers, the employees that is out, have told you about that you've thought is actually funny or clever or anything like that?
You do see some things that are funny. You see some, occasionally some, a very clever play on words, related to politics most often. Those are the most clever ones they seem to be. But yes, you see a little bit of everything, from disturbing to funny.
Well, I want to thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're most welcome.
Chris McGee is the Transportation Field Services Manager for Raleigh. He joined me to talk about new legislation that makes graffiti on properties a felony. The bill has passed the House and Senate, and the governor is expected to sign it into law. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.